You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Good afternoon. You are tuned in to CITR 101.9 as you heard that drunken female robot tell you. This program is called The Burrow on till about 4 p.m. Going to kick things off with a song for a buddy of mine. It's his birthday this week. I'm going to play a song by Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds off of their first album, and the song is called Saint Huck. To start things off here on The Burrow.
Ever changing, never changing murky water. Yeah. Huh. Oh, riverboat just rolling along through the great, great, greasy city. Huck standing like a saint upon its deck. Well, you want to catch a fish, then bait your hook. Let's take a walk. Oh, come to me, oh, come to me, is what the dirty city say to Huck. Watching while it's gone, skin shrink wraps his skeleton.
Do you recall that song you used to sing along? Shipping the river trade on that old steamer. A life is but a dream. You're trading the mighty old man river for the dirty old man latrine. The brothel shifter. The hustle and the bustle and the greenbacks rustle. And all the sexy cash. And the randy cars. The $2 fucker. Don't care that in the pocket of the jacket is a chamber. A lead pellet sleeps in there. Wake up! And a hook whistles and he kneels and he lays down there. See you, Huck. Good luck. A smoke ring hovers above his head. And the rats and the dogs and the men all come and put a bullet through his eye. And the drip and the drip and the drip of the Mississippi crying. And St. Huck hears his old Mississippi just rolling by him.
That was a song called St. Huck by Nicholas Edward Cave and the Bad Seeds off of their debut record called From Her to Eternity, a twist, of course, on James Jones' From Here to Eternity, his novel of the island experience in World War II. Anyhow, that song, St. Huck, I feel like is representative of what, one of the representative songs of like the moods, the atmospheres that Nick Cave wants to give off in his music. Whether or not people agree that he succeeds at, or is genuine in his attitudes and the atmospheres he creates. Early on, I think that is that kind of swamp, muddy river feeling is on point to a T on that song, St. Huck. Anyhow, we're going to move on to some new releases. Lots of new albums coming out over the last week or so. The first one I'm going to play is an album coming out tomorrow, January 20th, by a band from Calgary called Viet Cong. And this is kind of a rebirth of the band Women. This was a band some years ago in Calgary. They have returned as Viet Cong, and their self-titled debut album is coming out tomorrow. I'm going to play a song called Continental Shelf. that has been released from this album. And later on, we're going to hear something from a band called Disappears from Chicago, who just came out with an album as well, I think today, or maybe it's also coming out this week, called Irreal, I-R-R-E-A-L, Irreal. That means. And I'll throw some Defectors in there for good measure. So stay tuned. You're listening to CRTR 101.9, and this program is called The Burrow. And this is Viet Cong.
survive by fact. Just as mysterious as lives of past. Aging with grace, like the sun in your eyes. Living in a loop of different lives.
That was Chicago's own Disappears with a song called Another Thought in their album Ereal, not unreal, but Ereal, as in irresponsible, but placed in front of a word that it shouldn't be placed in front of, to be honest. Anyhow, I previewed this band earlier thinking I would play some of their music today. Was not as impressed as I was when listening to this song just now. The song again is called Another Thought. Very, very good. Really, really enjoyed that one. So, Disappears, band to look out for. In 2015, they're heading for big, big things. All right, so going to take a brief break for advertisements and then going to come back with another new release by someone that goes by the name of Ghost Culture. You're listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Vancouver surf rock combo The Hangtan Hangmen will be joining forces one night with rockabilly vocalist Butch Murphy this January 24th. The Hangman's energetic sound is reminiscent of acts like The Ventures and Dick Dale. With Vancouver Island duo Hank and Lily opening in retro go-go dancing from Lydia DiCarlo and Villainy Loveless is a night like no other. Advance tickets are $10, available online through Northern Tickets or at The Modern Bartender and The Shameful Tiki Room. Check it out this Saturday, January 24th at The Media Club.
A large man wearing green pants grabbed a woman by the hair and slammed her face into the glass window of a fire extinguisher case. He pulled her head back and hit her again, continuing to do so until the glass broke. The woman sustained deep cuts all over her face and eventually became unresponsive. The man then released his grip and she fell to the floor. This is a scene from an Emmy Award-winning cartoon. If we want violence against women to stop, shouldn't we stop treating it like a joke? Join the conversation at #NotOkay.
How strange. I'm satisfied. Thank you.
Animal Bodies here on the Burrow, CITR 11.9 FM. Animal Bodies, a duo from here in Vancouver, should have them on the program next week. So if you are into their music, then tune in next week and hear what they have to say and what kind of music they bring in to play for us. You know, it's been a while since I've had guests on the program, and you know, I'm running out of material here, so I need someone to basically program the show for me next week, and I have confidence that Animal Bodies is going to do a good job. They're then, of course, coming to Vancouver. They're playing a show at the end of this month, the 31st, along with a few other bands. Weird Candle, I know, is one of them. Going to hear some Weird Candle later in the program. Before Animal Bodies, I played Ghost Culture, which is a new project of someone named James Greenwood from London. And Ghost Culture debut album, self-titled, just came out a week ago on the Fantasy label, which features things like Chemical Brothers, I believe, and then Conan Moccasin is on it. So, very interesting. I've noticed this has kind of been a synth-driven bit of a... I don't know, it's been a... you could dance, maybe, to a couple of these songs I've played, which is not always the case on this program. So I have more of that kind of stuff coming up. The next band I'm going to play has more industrial leanings. From Los Angeles, another duo named Youth Code has a self-titled album, I believe. Anyhow, I'm going to play a song from it called Consuming Guilt. Youth Code, it could be confusing because there are so many bands that use the word youth in their name. Off the top of my head, Lust for Youth, Cult of Youth. Is Youth Brigade a band? Or is that an album title? Anyhow, you can find it everywhere. Sonic Youth. So Youth Code is an industrial duo from LA. Now, why is it that people are obsessed with youth? I don't know. It's a nice word to use, and it seems to have lots of meaning. But I'm going to read a quote that I was inspired to read while thinking about this. This comes from the book of Ecclesiastes, all right? However many years anyone may live, let them enjoy them all. But let them remember the days of darkness, for there will be many. Everything to come is meaningless. You who are young, be happy while you are young, and let your heart give you joy in the days of your youth. Follow the ways of your heart and whatever your eyes see, but know that for all these things, God will bring you into judgment. So then, banish anxiety from your heart and cast off the troubles of your body. For youth and vigor are meaningless. This is Youth Code on CITR 101.9 FM. Program is called The Burrow. We'll be right back.
Proud of your faculty? Like athletics? Come to the Faculty Cup, a friendly inter-faculty competition where teams will compete against one another in a series of sports and games. Meet your classmates and share your game face on Thursday, January 29th at the Student Rec Center in War Memorial Gym. To learn more, follow UBC Faculty Cup on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
Unearthing the depths of contemporary cassettes and vinyl undergrounds, ranging from DIY bedroom pop and garage rock all the way to harsh noise and, of course, drone. Pop Drone, every Wednesday at 10 to 11:30 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
My advice to young girls would be, go home after school.
And you're still listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM. Just heard a track from The Passenger, a local Vancouver electronic artist. Came out with an EP last year called Negative Object. The song was called Stream Past the Meadows. The Passenger is on the label More Than Human, based here in Vancouver, though of course it has a lot of artists from overseas in the UK. CITR's own Gareth Moses is the owner and operator of that record label. Very, very good label. Pretty much everything that gets released there, you can bet it's going to be high quality experimental electronic music. As I promised earlier, going to play a song next by a group called Weird Candle, who's been playing a few shows recently around town. I've seen them at Red Gate a few times, and they're going to be playing in about 2 weeks' time, January 31st, with Animal Bodies, who I played earlier. So they are along the same lines, kind of noise, electronic noise music. Very good, very entertaining performers. Kind of wacky and wild. One time I saw the front man roll himself up into a rug and things of that nature. So, on Weird Candle's Bandcamp, they have a couple things. I'm going to play a song called Gone, which is under the heading of Demos. So, do with that what you will. And after that, there's a new Shearing Pinks album out, so we're going to hear some of that. That might be a quick one, so we might hear two songs from that. Stay tuned, CITR 101.9 FM. This is The Burrow. Alrighty, how about that? That was the new Shearing Pinks album called People. And that was the opening track to it called Weirdling. First time I'm hearing that album, so that's why I copped out and just went for the first track. Glad I did so. Very, very good. I'm intrigued, and I'm ready to listen to the rest. And I hope those of you out there listening are intrigued as well. So, just about wrapping up the program here. You've been listening to The Burrow on CITR 11.9. Thank you for listening. Leo Ramirez show coming up next. To close the show, there's one more EP that was released today called Cowboy Worship, and it's by Amen Dunes. Amen Dunes album from 2014, Love, one of my favorites of last year. This EP, there's not much to it, unless you are you understand the obsessiveness, I guess, of a musician and getting sounds right, because it seems like apparently there's six tracks on it or something, and four of them are just re-releases of tracks from Love. So do with that what you will. Anyhow, I'm going to play one of the new songs on it, which is a cover of the Tim Buckley's song To the Siren, which has been covered multiple times. This is going to be Amen Dunes' version. That is going to bring us to the end of the show. Again, thank you for listening, and tune in next week if you're interested to hear from Animal Bodies. They will be on the program, joining me on the program next week, Monday at 3 p.m., as usual. So stay tuned to CITR throughout the day. If you're bedridden, if you're sitting at home, there's nothing better to do than to... It's good for your health. Good music is good for your health. This is Amen Dunes from the new Cowboy Worship EP, Song to the Siren.
Be your wingman. Even if it means me taking a chubby, I will suck it up.
CITR has always been your ultimate wingman for when you have the ladies back at your place or whatever.
FM presenta el show de Leo Ramírez. Más de una década trayendo entretenimiento de primera calidad. Bienvenidos.
Esta es la señal de la radio en el espacio cibernético. Disfrútela.